Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. My friend Bill Van Dyke joins me again this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Eric.
Bill is the owner of Paradigm Mortgage, and I invited Bill to be on our show to discuss second home purchases today. And what are some of the options available to you if you're thinking about buying a second home for you and your family? Plus, we'll discuss the tax deduction on a second home and a couple of other things, too. So Bill is with Paradigm Mortgage. You can go to Paradigm.com. That's the website, go to Paradigm.com. That's GOTOPARADIGM.com. You can also, if you want to write this number down while we're talking today, you think you might want to talk to Bill, I want to encourage you to call him at his office. And the telephone number there, Bill, if you don't mind giving that a couple times.
It's 301-941-1992.
Okay, 301-941-1992. Great. So, Bill, there is a large population of second home owners in our area. They own places in the Shenandoahs, perhaps, or maybe down on the shore. You've helped many a person purchase properties with second homes. Since 2008, since the change in a lot of the regulations have taken place, if somebody's thinking now, hey, I'm at that point in my life, I'd like to have a place that's 45 minutes away, be able to drive down there on a Friday afternoon and come back on Sunday night, and they want to purchase, what are the loan options available for the typical person?
The loan options are very similar to those for buying your primary residence. What I'm seeing in most cases is the traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. It does require 20% down payment for a second home, and there are other options available, adjustable-rate mortgages, reverse mortgages, but mostly seeing the traditional 30-year fix at this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a 10% down purchase on a second home mortgage is common then, or is it more like 20% down? Could be either way, depending upon the mortgage product.
The options for down payment are very similar to when you buy your primary residence, 10% or 20% down.
Okay. And then there are special programs like HomePath, HomePath purchases, HomePath.com, where you might find homes for sale where you can put down even less, which are these are properties that were taken back by FHA and
FHA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac.
Mm-hmm. The average person who wants to buy wants to avoid paying a mortgage insurance premium, which usually requires 20% down. Or they would need to get what's called an 80-10-10, borrowing 80% first trust, a 10% second trust at a slightly higher rate typically, and 10% down out of pocket. It seems to me like the economy in our local area for second homes was especially hit hard by the downturn, and that a lot of the beach properties and mountain properties have still not recovered from that. That's what I perceive in talking with homeowners in outlying areas. Do you have any input on that?
I would say that's definitely true. And in the 25 years I've been in the business, it always has been true that when the economy is strong, there's a surge in the purchase of second homes. But when it's less strong, there is less demand for those properties.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't afford one, you can often get a good buy mm-hmm. at that time, such as now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're thinking about purchasing a single-family home or condo or townhouse or maybe even a plot of land where you want to build a second home, I want to encourage you to contact Bill to get some questions answered about how to enter that process well. What Bill's known for is his care and consistency and real sincerity in the way he does his business. You can reach Bill at 301-941-1992, is that right?
That's it.
Okay, or go to paradigm.com. Are there any areas that you see in the second home market that, you know, where people are actually buying a place in town, keeping the place out in the suburbs, but buying a condo just to have on the weekend, say downtown D.C. or Georgetown?
I have done one or two of those, and I think there is a move back to the city now.
Mm-hmm.
That Washington, D.C. is one of the fastest-growing cities in America at this point, and it's a great place to live or have a second home.
Mm-hmm. I certainly see many of my sellers who are selling in Arlington or in Bethesda, Potomac, maybe they're moving back into D.C. As you say, there's a regentrification that's taking place. I think back to the riots of 1968. I was just 4 years old at that time. But as I recall, there was a very strong demographic growth in the city up until about that period of time when the riots took place. And then there was a great deal of upheaval, socioeconomic upheaval within the district, which led actually to a lot of people moving to the suburbs. That's a reversed trend now. People are moving back into the city, and it appears as if Washington, D.C. is probably just going to continue to grow in its value over the long term. So buying a second place in the district, close to the water perhaps, or with a view of the monuments, or you know, right upstairs from a Starbucks if you're a coffee fiend, those are all good reasons to consider. If you want to go to paradigm.com is the best site to go to get more information. It's pretty straightforward. What I've had Bill on the show is that I like the fact that he'll take any call. He'll discuss your needs. You may be struggling, maybe financially. You may be going through some hard times trying to figure out how to make all of your finances with your property work. Maybe you're facing a potential short sale, as there are some folks who've lost their jobs. We've gone through a pretty major sequestration in our area. 15th out of 15 metropolitan economies currently, and our local economy grew by about 20,000 jobs, which is fairly anemic. Albeit we've seen, as you said, and I think you're right, there's been a large growth into the city, and I think that that's going to continue as a trend. We do not have the economic strength to see prices really jumping in most jurisdictions around the D.C. area right at the moment. So maybe selling your house isn't the best option. Maybe you should consider a reverse mortgage, which we discussed 2 weeks ago, which is maybe just staying in the house that you're in. And if that's an option you really haven't considered, like maybe I shouldn't sell, maybe I should just age in place, I'd like you to give Bill a call and discuss that with him. Again, that's 301-941-1992. Tell you a quick story. I actually had a gentleman and his son, the older gentleman and his son, both had some physical challenges, and they wanted to sell their property in the Kensington, Maryland area and then move out to Mount Airy, where they perceived that they would be able to pay about half as much for the same kind of a property and not have as much of a monthly mortgage payment. Well, after I had discussed the whole option and we looked at the cost of them selling and then purchasing the other property, I recommended that they consider a reverse mortgage, in which they went ahead and got a reverse mortgage. This is a few years ago, like 3.5-4 years ago. They got a reverse mortgage, were able to take a lump sum out of the property to continue to live while their business was struggling during the downturn. Furthermore, they'll never ever have to move out of that house. Even though the value of that property has barely nudged on the upward side, there hasn't been that much demand for the particular kind of house that they have. So the options that there are to get different kinds of tools, this is where Bill can come to your rescue and help you as you're getting ready to think through refinancing, purchasing, or otherwise. Give Bill a call, 301-941-1992, or go to paradigm.com. Or go to paradigm.com. There you go. So GOTOPARADIGM.com. Bill, pleasure to have you as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
My pleasure. All right, we'll be right back with Stuart Rosenthal and the Beacon Bits right here on the Eric Stuart Show.